Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show, Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I'm your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds, and today the focus of our show is what God really wants. I think that's really interesting because we do have these interesting concepts about what God actually wants from us. And I find that the truth is usually quite a bit different from what we've been taught. So, today we'll find out what God wants, because I'm going to let God talk through me. But if you have any questions, feel free to give me a call. Number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And as always, if you are in the chat room and you have a question, feel free to type it in. I'll be more than happy to answer it and actually open my eyes and read it. But my eyes are open right now, so everything's great. So let's go to our first caller from area code 336. Let's see if this computer will do what I ask it to. Yay! Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Dale. How are you?
I'm doing great, Dale. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
So what did you want to know today?
Well, I've just been going through a lot of new things in my life. It's more like a spiritual awakening that's kind of, it's not scary, but it's just new to me. And I just want to know what God says to you for me, if there's something for me, and how to handle this and how to go about it. And just a lot of changes is coming about in my life. I can't explain
okay.
it.
Well, he's showing me a picture of your heart opening.
Yes.
And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. But I can understand that it's also kind of, oh, my gosh, what am I supposed to do now, you know?
Right.
Let's see what kind of message that your guidance has for you. Ooh, you've got a beautiful angel that wants to talk to you. Okay. So that when they are talking, they're going to call you beloved or dear one or something like that. So you'll know it's them and not me. And I will just let them say what they want to say to you. Ready?
Yes.
My beloved, you are right. This is a time of great change in your life. This is what you've been looking for, what you've been asking for. You wanted to experience more of the truth of who you are. instead of the programming and concepts that you had been taught by all of those well-meaning people who love you very much, but who have no idea about you. And so now, you are stepping into you. And yes, your heart is opening. You are allowing yourself to receive and give love freely, purely. No conditions, no strings, no questions asked. To just allow that beautiful flow, which is the truth of who you are. We would encourage you not to worry. Really, everything is fine. We know that this is a big change for you. And we know that in each moment you are going to be questioning your decision, which is fine. This is how you become aware of what it is you actually believe. And as you become aware of the things that you believe that you find no longer fit you, you just let them go. And as you let them go, it creates an opening for even more and more love to flow into your life. We are with you. And if you have questions, ask them. If you ask us a question, we will always answer it. And we will provide the answer to you in many different ways. Sometimes you will suddenly hear a song saying exactly what you are looking for. Sometimes you will overhear a conversation. Sometimes you will suddenly notice a sign along the highway. Sometimes a book will fall open to a particular page, and your answer is there. Notice the things that we show you. Notice when you feel drawn to a particular website or a particular radio show or a particular anything. That's us. We are working with you. We are guiding you. We are answering your questions. You are never alone. We would never ask you to go through any of this alone. We are all around you. We love you so much. This is a beautiful, beautiful time in your life. Allow yourself to enjoy the beauty and not to just focus on, oh my gosh, what am I supposed to do now? It's okay. We're with you. We love you. It's okay. All right, Dale, that's what they wanted you to know.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah. That was a beautiful angel. I mean, she's just gorgeous. Did all that make sense? Did you have any questions about any of it?
It makes sense. Yes. It makes a lot of sense. I just want some joy in my life. I want to help other people, that's exactly what you're
going to be getting. Yeah.
Well, they do a lot,
The beautiful thing about these kinds of changes is that when we open our hearts and we allow that love to flow and we allow ourselves to receive that flow, we start automatically being of service to other people. It's just automatically. We don't have to think about it. We don't have to, you know, plan out, how am I going to help somebody today, whatever. Just by allowing that love to flow through us, we are automatically having an influence on everybody around us, everybody in our lives. So you don't need to worry about anything.
Okay.
Would you like to, I'm not even sure what to call, they want to do something with you that's actually going to help you and make this all an easier thing, I guess, for you to live with. Would you be willing to allow that? So just take a couple of nice deep breaths. And I do a process called infinity healing. And I'm not going to explain it all to you and say all the stuff that I would normally say. In this case, they say that you really don't need it. I'm just going to ask you, Are you willing to allow Infinity Healing to assist you in clearing your heart and bringing you the clarity that you're looking for in this new way of living? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And just take a nice deep breath. And you may feel the energy running.
Yes.
This may actually bring up tears because there's some stuff, some old pain that they're clearing out of you. There's been some times when your heart's been broken.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just clearing all that up. Yeah. Breathing nice, deep breath. And so I would like to set this Infinity Healing for opening your heart, bringing you clarity on autopilot, and to have it run until it's completed, which could be days, weeks, months, whatever is right for you. If you are willing to accept that, say yes.
Yes.
Okay. Just take another nice deep breath. All right, so they're going to be working on you. And this energy that is coming to you through the Infinity Healing is coming directly from God, Source, Creator, Universe, whatever name you have. And this is pure energy coming straight to you. And it's going to change things.
Yes, thank you, God.
So, drink lots of water, and if your body says sit down, then listen to it. Sit down.
Mm-hmm.
And just notice what's different, okay?
Yes, I will. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless
you. You're welcome. You too, sweetheart. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we'll go to our next caller from area code 360. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Lori calling from Washington.
Hi, Lori. What can I do for you today?
I'm wondering how my son is doing. Name's Mark. I recently found out he had gotten divorced last year, and he has two 18-month-old twin boys.
You're spending a lot of time worrying, aren't you?
Yeah.
Just this yucky-looking, cloudy thing all around you. Okay. First of all, one of the things that guidance showed me last week, and I'm supposed to share it with you now, is when you think about worrying about someone, it's like you're sending them a gift, and they open the gift, and the gift is full of mold and mildew and oozy, yucky, bleh kind of stuff. That's what you're sending to the people that you worry about.
Mm.
Is that really what you want to be sending to your son and to those two beautiful babies?
Yeah. Right.
So instead of worrying, send them blessings. And it doesn't have to be anything specific. You can just say, God, please bless them. Or I'm sending them blessings from my heart. And I just want them to have whatever's for their highest good. And see how that feels so much better.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're sending them light. You're sending them love. you're helping to make their lives into something beautiful.
Yes, that's what I'd like to do.
Yeah, I can see that. So, open the window, throw out the worries, close the window, and don't let it back in. And start sending them blessings. And if you want to, you can start a blessing book. I've never told anybody this before, but apparently this is something that you might actually want to do. And it can just be a little notebook, and every time you think about them, you can just write a little blessing. And then at the time when you reconnect with him and those beautiful grandchildren of yours, you can give them their blessing book so that they know that you love them and that all of this time you have been sending them that love. And they can read it and they can feel the energy and know how much you truly, truly love them.
Okay. Is there any way I could get one of those healings?
Let me see. Something they want to clear out from you. Okay. So, are you willing to allow the infinity healing to release every need within you to worry so that you can truly send blessings to others? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Okay. Take lots of nice deep breaths. The energy is moving. Your heart is opening up. Is actually clearing out the love connection between you and your son and those beautiful babies.
Nice.
That's much, much better. Oh. And we'd like to take this infinity healing on releasing worry and opening you to sing blessings and place it on autopilot so that it can run for as long as it's needed. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes, I'd love that.
Take another nice deep breath. Okay, and make sure you drink lots and lots of water and rest when your body says to rest.
Yeah, I need to do that when it says to.
Yeah. And okay. I have this really pretty little book thing that you're going to get, and you're going to write these blessings in. Oh, and they're just going to love it. So if you decide to go with that option, they will really, it's something they will value for the rest of their lives.
They will what?
They'll value that blessing book if you decide to do that. They will value it for the rest of their lives.
Wow.
It really will be amazing for them. So it's something for you to consider.
I wonder when I'll be able to see them. I wonder when that'll open.
They're not showing me an actual time.
Mm-hmm.
They're showing me, okay, so I just got this image of two little boys running towards you with their little arms out, smiling. So, but they're still little. They look like they're around three. That's how old they look to me.
They're like 18 months now, or 19, or 20 months now.
Well, you make a point of sending them blessings.
Okay.
Sending them blessings anytime you think about them. Anytime you start to worry, instantly, stop. Change it to a blessing and send
okay.
a blessing. And I think the more that you send those blessings, the more you're actually opening up the lines between all of you. And the more you are saying, come be in my life. And they are saying, okay, we really love you. We're going to come and be in your life. So those blessings will create miracles. They really will.
Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome. It feels really, really good. It really does.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I'm going to mute you so you can stay
okay.
on the show if you want to or whatever.
I'll listen can. Online.
Okay.
Thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So today's show is supposed to be what is it that God wants? And we've already been seeing it. God wants us to be happy. And it's really kind of funny and amazing because we really spend so much time working so hard to not be happy. And it could be because you were told, you know, you're not supposed to be happy, you're supposed to be serious, you're supposed to do this, you're supposed to do that, and you have to do all this stuff in order for, and we just fill in the blank with whatever pops into your mind. But that's what we're taught. And that is not true. It's not. God loves us. You can't even put the amount of love God has for you into words. And whenever I say God, if you don't like the word God, you can switch it to universe, creator, source, Fred, FO. I don't really care, and neither does God. The connection is there. The love is there. What's important is for us to actually embrace that love, to allow it in our lives and in ourselves. We spend so much time pushing love away. And we do. Because we have these beliefs that say you can't be loved because you're not good enough, you didn't come from the right family, you stole that cookie when you were 3, you had sex outside of marriage, you know. The list can go on and on and on of all these reasons we were taught why we cannot be loved. And none of them, absolutely none of them, are true. So what does God want for you? God wants you to be happy. God wants you to know yourself, to recognize what it is you believe, because it is those beliefs that keep shaping the things that happen in your life. And the more you know what you believe, the more you know what you can let go of. Because if it's not creating the life that you truly desire, why on earth do you need to keep it? It's really funny. God gives us the power to create our own lives. And we create them with the choices that we make. And we make those choices based on what we believe. So we're these incredibly powerful beings who come to this planet and get taught that we are small and insignificant and we can't do anything. And it's all just a pack of lies. And one day we wake up and realize that, hey, this isn't working for me. And then we start looking for answers. we start looking for ways to change our lives. And those ways are provided. It's like the message for the first caller. Her guidance said, anything you need, any questions you have, ask. And we will always provide you with answers. And they do. It doesn't mean that you have to be able to actually hear their voices. You can learn to do that or open to doing that. But until then, they are still answering your question. Some people just feel the answers. They just know. It's there and they know it. Some people see answers. Like the images I see when I'm talking to someone and they're showing me like a beautiful book that Lori has the opportunity to create, that book of blessings that she can share with her son and her grandson. They showed me an image of that. I didn't used to get images. I didn't used to hear voices. I didn't used to feel the connection that I feel now to Source. That all came about when I started asking. When I said, I want to see. I want to hear, I want to feel, I want the connection to fighting against who I really am. And I started saying, okay, I'm ready. And they started bringing me the things that I asked for. And when they start bringing you things that you ask for, they instantly are doing it. Now, there's a part of you that's going to say, well, I'm going to have to sit here and wait for it to show up. And in my case, when I was doing that, they sent people who started asking me what I saw and what I heard. And my first reaction was, I don't see anything yet. They haven't shown me anything. And my guidance said, just open your mouth and talk. And I did. And I started seeing. And I started hearing. Because I opened up to receiving what I had asked for. And it's just another example of how we are the ones who actually keep what we want or what we say we want out of our own lives. Because I didn't believe that I could do it. I thought that, you know, they would download whatever into me, and after a certain amount of time, I would wake up one day, and then I would see, and then I would go, oh, okay, I can see now. Now I can actually tell people what I see. No. The moment I ask, that's when the gift became available to me. And I just had to let myself accept it. And that's true of anything you ask for. The moment you ask, it becomes available to you. So if you don't see it, it's because you haven't actually decided that you're okay with accepting it. One of the things that we have a difficult time with in our lives, with accepting in our lives, is money. So I'm going to be doing a class on money sometime in May. It'll probably be 2 or 3 one-hour calls, and it'll involve the Infinity Healing, which I have come to absolutely love, and clearing you of those old beliefs, those misconceptions, those limitations that have been put in place around money in your life. And this will really change your relationship with money and with yourself. Because we often have these beliefs that we don't deserve money. It's really amazing to me how much power we give to the whole concept of money. I can look back over my life and see how I have been believing that I didn't deserve money for a long time, but I was okay with receiving other things. and I can look at all of the things that I accumulated over the years. I can just open the closet and see that it's jam-packed with clothes. I'm more than willing to accept clothing. I have no problem with having an overabundance of clothing. But if you took the word clothing and replaced it with the word money, then there was a part of me that would shut down. They would say, no, I don't deserve that. And we are so funny in the way that we have these perceptions about what we deserve, about who we are, about what we're allowing in our lives. And sometimes it's just amazing to me, especially when I realize what I used to believe. And I just shake my head and wonder. I don't really know how I managed to live. I had so many limits on the blessings that I was willing to allow the Creator to share with me. And I can see how when I would ask for something, it really was there. I mean, there would be opportunities that would just pop up out of nowhere. And most of the time, I would decline them. So I would ask for something, I would be given what I asked for, and then I'd say, no, thank you. We really are funny. Look at your life. Look at what you are doing. You see, because God wants you to be happy. God wants you to have anything you desire. And that includes infinite wealth. God wants you to be a multimillionaire if that's what you want to be. God has absolutely no problem with you being rich. You are the one that has problems with it. You're the one who's decided I can't have money because, and you can just fill in all of the becauses that come up for you. Because those are your beliefs. That's not God. That's you. And so if you want to experience the abundance that God has for you, toss out the crap, which is those beliefs that actually keep you from experiencing it. And it's the same with anything. I just choose money because money seems to be something that comes up so often for so many people for whatever reason. But we also do the same thing with our health. We decide that we can't be healthy, that we have to have whatever it is that we've decided that we have to have. I was noticing yesterday my fingernail. When I was a kid and a teenager, I had beautiful, long, strong fingernails. And I wasn't, you know, doing anything or taking any special, making fingernails nice and thick or any of that kind of stuff. That was just the natural way that my fingernails were. And then over the years, it changed. They would still grow, but they would be thin or they would be brittle or they would peel or, you know, how they come apart in little layers and stuff. And I just reached a point where I accepted, okay, this is just the way my fingernails are, and I can't have those beautiful fingernails like I used to for whatever reason. Well, I started doing that oil pulling. I don't even remember how long ago I started doing it. But this week I was looking at my fingernails, and it dawned on me for the last, I don't know how many weeks, I have had long, strong, beautiful fingernails. I am not doing anything in particular to my fingernails. But apparently, by doing the oil pulling that I was guided to do, which is taking a tablespoon of coconut or sunflower oil, swishing it around in your mouth for 20 minutes and spitting it out and rinsing your mouth out, really complicated. I've removed whatever toxins were in my body that were affecting my fingernails. I also have soft, smooth skin. So if you believe, you know, that just doing something simple like swishing something around in your mouth can't change you, it's amazing. It really is. And I look at my fingernails now and they're all equally long which is a big, because I used to always be able to grow one or two, you know, and they aren't breaking at a low level and having to start with this really short nail again. It's more than I ever imagined, more than I ever asked for. And that really is what God wants us, to give us more than we've ever imagined. So let's go to the caller from area code 440. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Deborah. How are you?
Hi, Deborah. How are you? I'm great.
Oh, good. I just wanted to know if you could just elaborate a little bit more on the health piece that you were saying. Do you think that when people have car accidents or contract or come down with MS or MD, that that's something that they ask for?
See, when you say it's something they ask for, everybody says, no, 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 I would never ask for anything like that. We experience things that are in alignment with what we believe. Everything that happens to us is consistent with what we believe. Now, we don't usually know what we believe. So that's why we can look at a situation and go, no, I didn't ask for that. There is a belief in you that created everything you've ever experienced. Now, this doesn't mean that we need to place blame or anything like that on anyone or anything or any situation. Actually, one of the things that when I was doing clearing work on myself this morning, one of the things they had me do was to do a clearing that said, I am never wrong and I never need to be punished. Because I've had beliefs that said that I was wrong, that I had done something and I really deserved to be punished for it. These were my beliefs. You know, it wasn't like anybody was, I didn't go before a judge or anything, said, oh, you're convicted, you're guilty, we're going to have to put you in jail. None of that kind of stuff. But I was creating that in my own life. So everything that happens to us really is based in something that we believe. Does that make sense?
Sort of. But, I mean, you can believe a lot of things that don't happen to you necessarily. I mean, you can believe in wealth and that doesn't just, are you saying that those things are going to happen to you too?
Usually when it comes to wealth, when it comes to any big issue in our lives, we actually have conflicting beliefs. We have beliefs that, yes, I deserve to be wealthy, and we also have beliefs that say, no, I really don't deserve it. And so that actually keeps us from being able to fully embrace the more positive beliefs, because we have these other beliefs that are just kind of attached to it, and they hold us back. They keep us from experiencing what we say we want, because we actually have beliefs that are counter to what we say we want. And that applies in every area. Even if it's health, you know, if you have these beliefs that, okay, I'm going to be perfectly healthy, and then you also have these beliefs, this is my destiny, I am supposed to be sick, I am supposed to be, you know, depending on other people or whatever the beliefs are, or in my past life, I was not a nice person and I deserve to be punished. We have all of this stuff that's running in the background all of the time that we may not even be aware of. But if you look at your life, that shows you what you believe. If you're saying that you're supposed to be healthy, but you look at your life and you're not healthy, you have beliefs that say you are not going to allow yourself to be healthy.
Okay, well, can I get a clearing on, I guess, beliefs? Or whatever belief might be holding me back from me being healthy, whole, perfect, and complete.
Okay. So let me check in. Okay. So in your case, your beliefs about health are, okay, they're showing me like this convoluted pretzel shape thing. So there's a bunch of crap and it's all tied together. That's basically what they're showing me. And so we're going to do a little bit of the infinity healing now. And we're going to do three different things. This is not going to completely untie your knot around health. This is just, now they're showing a knife cutting some of the strings in this big knot thing. So we're just going to be cutting some of the knives. You will experience changes, but they can't just cut everything at once. You would just be completely and totally overwhelmed. You know, you'd just be this lump sitting there for I don't know how long, because there's just so much. Does that make sense?
I'd be willing to risk it. Get this monkey off my back.
And they just said that that is not for your highest good. So they wouldn't do it because it's not for your highest good. If it's not going to be for your highest good, they are not going to do it. Because, frankly, it would be trading monkeys. I mean, because if you're just this lump that has a blown mind, how is that any better? So, they want you to know that this will take some time for you to completely come back into this vibrant, okay, they're showing me this image of you, you're standing there, you're just glowing, I mean, it's just amazing, and then you're dancing. So before you come back into who you are, that's already there, that's already you, but you have to take it in steps or stages to get there because of where you are now. And you've been taking steps, so you've actually moved up because you were a lot lower. So believe it or not, you really are changing. Okay, so let's do the three that they say that they want to do for you today. So the first one, would you like an infinity healing to clear and release those old ties to who you see yourself as being? If so, say yes.
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. And just take some nice deep breaths. Energy's running now. And they're showing me an image of this energy is running up your spine. So So I'd like to take this infinity healing for clearing your beliefs about who you think you are on autopilot so that it can run for as long as it's needed. If you're okay with that, say yes.
Yes.
And take a nice deep breath. Okay. So the next one. Would you like an infinity healing for the beliefs that have chained you? Chained you to? Okay. That have chained you to the wheelchair? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And take some nice deep breaths. Okay. And he's showing me this energy is running up from your feet, up through your legs. Down your arms, out your fingers. Ooh. Okay, we got a lot of stuff going here. So I would like to take this infinity healing for releasing the beliefs that have chained you to the wheelchair so that you can continue to receive this healing on autopilot for as long as it's needed until it is completely and totally done. If you're okay with that, say yes.
Yes.
Wonderful. Another nice deep breath. And the last one. Would you like an infinity healing to release all of the desperate need that you have to be healed? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Okay. Nice deep breath. Ooh, that's interesting. So this time it looks like there's little hooks that are being taken out of your skin, all over your body. It's like you had little fishing hooks and lines stuck in you all over the place. And so now they're taking all of that out. I've never seen an image like that before. It's interesting. Okay. So we will now take this infinity healing for releasing all of your desperation over healing and place it on autopilot so that it will run until it is completely and totally done. If you would like that, say yes.
Yes.
Wonderful. And another nice deep breath. Okay. Boy, the energy is really running. Okay, so drink lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of water. And you may actually want to sit in a tub with warm water and Epsom salt just to help you clear this stuff out. And notice what's different. So they're saying that this is going to bring about some big changes for you. All of this is having a cumulative effect on you and your life and your body.
Okay.
So you are not the same person you were 5 minutes ago.
Good.
And just make sure that you breathe. You know, because the more you breathe, the more you're actually opening up to allowing this energy. So you may just want to take some time every day to just sit and take deep breaths. And this is for everybody, because it really does open you up. And it really does allow things to move in your life. Because when you're fully breathing, you're fully accepting yourself. And a lot of people don't do that. Okay, so do you have any questions about any of this?
No, nope. Feels good.
Wonderful. And they're saying that, you know, this is, like I said, it's going to go in increments. And so probably every week we'll just do a little bit of this. We'll do whatever we're guided to do for the weeks, you know, the stuff we have scheduled. But it won't always be what you expect. Okay, that makes sense. Are you okay with that?
I'm okay with that.
Great. Terrific. Fantastic. Okay, and now there's this huge group of angels, and they're yelling at you, "You are loved." Because you really are.
Thank you.
Okay. So they say that you're finished for now, so I'm going to go ahead and mute you, unless there's something else that you wanted to say or ask.
No, but thank you very much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Okay.
You're very welcome. Okay. Wow. So I don't know if the rest of you can feel this energy. And actually, when I'm doing the infinity healing for someone, if it's an issue that's in your life and you want to say yes, then it'll start running with you as well. That's another beautiful thing about God. God doesn't actually put limits on who can be healed and who can't be healed. So if you believe that, you know, there are some people who can be healed and some people who can't, those are your perceptions, those are your beliefs, that's not God. When I'm working with someone and we are tapping into whatever the issue is that I'm being guided to, if you also have that issue and you say yes, then it's also going to be working on you in whatever way is for your highest good. Because everything they do is always going to be whatever's for the highest good. No matter what you ask for, if it's not for your highest good, you're not going to get it. But if it is for your highest good, it's going to start happening in your life. And you can go back and listen to this show over and say yes over and over again if that's something that you want to do. But the beautiful thing about infinity healing is that once you do it, once you say yes, it really does continue to work on you until it is done. And that could be months from now. So it's not like you're instantly going to have everything healed. Most of us wouldn't be able to handle that anyway. And I know there's probably a part of you that says, yes, I could handle it. But actually, no, you couldn't. I know that when I was in my 40s and I had brain aneurysm and they cut my head open, and afterwards I was thinking, okay, you know, this won't take long and I'll be just fine and everything will be great. And I found that I needed the time. I needed the time to adjust to the new me because I was different. And some things, it took a few months before I felt like it was okay. But some things have never been the same as they were before that happened. And now I'm being told I should do infinity healing over anything from that I wanted to clear out. I've been doing the infinity healing on myself almost every day. I just love the way it makes me feel. I just love it. You know, if you can get addicted to infinity healing, then, well, maybe I'll have to go to Infinity Healing Anonymous someday. But I just love that energy, and I love that action, and I love that clearing. And it's just bringing me more and more into me. I feel so vibrant and alive and confident and happy, and more than I ever felt before. And I was feeling pretty good before. But this is just taking me to a whole new level. And if you want to start taking your life to a whole new level, then contact me and let's start working with you. Let's start changing your life. And like I said, I am going to do the class in May on money. And that's for those people who feel like, you know, they really want to change their lives, but I don't have enough money in order to sign up for you to actually do this work for me, blah, blah, blah. We always have all of these wonderful excuses. And this will help you to let go of the need to not have money, because you really don't need to not have money. And it's your beliefs that keep you in that state of not having it. So I will be posting that on Facebook and on my website, and I'll try to remember to mention it on the show when I know exactly when it's going to be and how much they're wanting me to charge for it and all of that kind of stuff. It's not going to be really expensive because it's to help you say, okay, I can afford to spend this much in order to change my life. But it's not going to be, you know, asking me for thousands of dollars or anything like that, even though it may bring thousands of dollars into your life. Hey, it's all great. It's all fabulous. It's all wonderful. And there really is more than enough for all of us. So that's pretty much the show for today. I will be back on Friday. And, you know, the changes that are happening in my life, I want them to happen for you too. I really do want you to start living a life that you can actually love. Start feeling the joy and the happiness. Start having whatever it is that you've been desiring and not allowing yourself to have for all of these years. You deserve it. And by the time you get all of this healing work done, you will know that you deserve it. So have a wonderful week, everybody, and I'll be back to talk to you again on Friday. If you have any questions, go to my website, divinelyguidedhealing.com, and there are plenty of links where you can send me an email. There's a voicemail link, and we can start making a difference in your life right now. It's your choice. You are the one that has the power. So I look forward to talking to you again. Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.